Welcome to the Inside Out Style Podcast with Imogen Lamport, your scientist of style. Each episode, you'll get real-world style advice for women of every size, shape, and age. And now, here's Imogen.
Hi, it's Imogen Lamport here, coming to answer your colour and style questions from my lucky dip. First one today comes from Rebecca, who says, what do you think about advice frequently given to older women to go bright and bold as they age? A big concern as we age and go grey and lose facial definition is looking faded and invisible. Should we pick the brightest colours within our palettes, especially if we have a high value contrast and low colour contrast? So this is an interesting question. So one of the things we think about when we're doing colour analysis, there is a thing called simultaneous contrast, and feel free to Google that if you want to know more about it. But it's simply how one colour reacts or behaves when it is next to another colour. So you are a colour as such. So if you have more muted colouring because you've gone grey and your skin's faded and eyes faded and all those sorts of things, then when you put... So what I did is I created a little image here. If you are more... You know, so if you're more faded, if you put a bright colour next to you, what happens is the outfit is what we notice and you disappear. Versus if we put something more muted, you become the focus. Or that creates there's a balance, there's a wholeness to you that you don't get when you put the bright colour. So you can see on all these examples where I've got the brighter colour, the more muted colour fades away. Versus if I have a more muted version of that colour, then there is balance and this starts being the star instead of the surrounding colour. So you are the star, you shine rather than your outfit shining. So really when you are thinking about how do I use that in my outfits, it's thinking about, well, A, if you're high value contrast, when we put a light colour next to a dark colour, that creates more oomph and contrast anyway, so that creates a brighter appearance. So I would say make sure that you wear your high value contrast outfits if you have high value contrast, even though you are more muted, but don't go for bright colors. Now when you're looking at a swatch, it doesn't matter what the swatch is. I thought I had something here, but I put it down somewhere. If you're looking at a more muted swatch, for example, always, because you're always looking at it as a whole, you're not looking for individual colours. When you pick out individual colours out of it, because the reality with the printing process is that some are going to be brighter and some are going to be more muted, just because it's impossible to get everything exactly the same. This is why my recommendation is to always fan it out as a whole and then put it on something and see if it blends in as a whole. And that's how you'll get a wardrobe that is cohesive, that mixes and matches really easily and works really easily together. If you just go, I'm going to pick out, you know, the one bright colour here, then you're going to actually start to get into a different palette potentially. So it's always looking at the palette as a whole and remembering that when you're wearing more muted colors, you become more bright. So your own coloring appears brighter and more exciting than if you are wearing more muted colors. And that's a really important thing to remember, because this is where we often think, well, if I'm fading away and then I'm wearing muted colors, nobody's ever going to see me. But just wearing bright colors, we just see, you know, lady in a crazy, you know, red top or something, we're not still seeing you as a person. We want to get that balance and that harmony with you as a person. So it is thinking about wearing your right value contrast and your right color contrast. And remember too that if you have a higher color contrast, for example, when we put colors that are more different together, so even though these are two muted colors, if I pop these colours together, because they're more different from each other, they're a triad, two parts of a triad, it looks brighter than if I just put, you know, say this green with this green. Well, suddenly it looks much more muted. So remember, the more different colours you put together, the brighter the colour appears, or a light colour with a dark colour. So if I take my light colour and I pop it with a dark colour, so create that high value contrast, again, that looks much brighter than if I had it with a lower value contrast. So if I went to a low value contrast like that, that again looks softer and less bright and less exciting. So this is why working with your value and color contrast, things like that, that really helps to create the right balance for you. And also remembering that you want to be the star rather than the outfit. If it's always about the outfit, so if we go for these really bright colors, then it's always about the outfit, versus if we go for the ones that blend us, we are the star. We are what shines. We actually look brighter rather than so faded away, because it's the clues that are muted rather than you being the muted thing. So hopefully that helps. Lindy says, I have blue-green eyes with a navy outline and pink skin. Is that more complementary or two parts of a triad color contrast? So if we were looking at our color wheel, so we've got a blue-green eye. We've got a pink skin, so like a pinkish sort of skin. We're getting to, when we look at our color wheel here, that's basically a split complementary. So it's just off being complementary. So it's a fairly high color contrast. So it's always looking at, when you're looking at the different colors and we're looking at color contrast, it's all about what is the relationship from one color in you to the next. So the more different they are, then the higher the color contrast. But if you had, say, you know, kind of golden skin and green eyes, even though that would be an analogous contrast, so but they're next to each other, it's not as high color contrast, even though it's two different colors. If you have, say, you know, red hair or orange hair as such, we just call it red because we didn't have a word for orange. I always think that's really fascinating that the color orange was named after the fruit, because originally we didn't have a word for orange, so we called it red, which is why redheads are redheads instead of being orange heads. But anyway, that's a by the by. But yeah, so if you have red hair and you have brown eyes and you have a peachy coloured skin, even though you might have colour there, they're all kind of colours, they're all the same colour. So it's actually quite monochromatic. But it still means you need to wear colour rather than just wearing neutrals. You look very dull in neutrals. But if you have, say, kind of the orange hair, the peachy skin, and then green eyes, what we've got is, if we look here, that is two parts of a triad. If we've got the orange and the green. So this is where it's just looking at what is the relationship. This is why a color wheel is such a great investment. It's such a useful tool. I can tell you I use it in every single color consultation I've ever done. And it's such a useful tool to understand how colors work together and what you are looking at. So it is a useful thing to go, well, what's the color relationship? And therefore, how many different colors do I want to add into my outfit? Last question today comes from Jules. A high value contrast with white jeans and a light palette. What does that look like? How to go medium value contrast when I am low value contrast? So this is where I've talked about this a few times before, about thinking about value contrast being a set of stairs, that you don't want to jump. If you're a low value contrast, don't jump from the top step to the bottom step, or even the top step to the medium step. Step it through. This is where things like patterns. So if I was just wearing my cardigan and my top today, that would be quite a high value contrast. It'd be a medium high value contrast. The navy is not actually as dark in person as it always looks on screen. So navy tends to always look, dark colors always tend to look darker on screen. So by putting this scarf in between, which has light, medium and dark colors in it, actually ties all the elements together and creates the step in between. So we've got light, we've got medium, we've got dark. So it creates that light, medium, dark. It's that step in between that means I'm not just doing a straight high value contrast. So that is something you can think about. So if you are looking at white and a color, and I didn't have a triangle palette, but I guess I'm seeing that, which is also possible. I don't know. Maybe I popped it on my desk. Don't know. I did have, yeah, I did. I popped it on my desk. But if I look at something else like exquisite, that's close enough. So if I was looking at, I want to wear white jeans. So if I'm going, I want to wear my white jeans. Well, so when we look at a light palette like Exquisite and Tranquil, we're pretty similar, just one's warm and one's cool. If I want to wear my red jeans, we think about it, red is a medium color on the color wheel. So even though it looks bright, it's not a high contrast. If I was going to let me find the darkest kind of color in here, which if there's not really anything hugely dark, even the dark gray is not particularly dark here, but this, the gray and the white is a much higher contrast than the red and the white. The red's just a brighter color. So get the feeling, you kind of fake a high contrast with a bright color if you have high value contrast, just because the difference, because what we see is difference, but it's still actually only a medium value contrast. And so remember too that if you want to wear your white jeans, there's no reason why you can't wear any of your medium value colors with those white jeans. With it's not going to appear really high value contrast, it's going to appear medium. So any of those ones will work really well. So remember, you can always put that step in between. So this is where you can just sometimes even do something like, you could have a beige, your white jeans, and then pop, you know, whatever color it is that you want with that as well. So something that's, you know, And even though, you know, so if I actually put it over this side, you'll see that by having this kind of step in between, that always lowers down the appearance of the contrast. So I think it's always important to remember that we're, you know, using that step. So always think about this as a set of stairs. We're, you know, not jumping from the top step to the bottom step. So this is where patterns and stuff can be great, because particularly blended patterns like this. So this is a very blended pattern rather than a stark pattern. So if you think about a stark pattern, like a zebra print is a very stark pattern. Just a black and white stripe is a stark pattern. There's a, you know, white and then black and there's nothing in between. But this is blended prints, really easy to wear, because what they do is they provide that movement between the different values really easily, and therefore make it easier to wear. So hopefully those little tips have helped you. Please keep sending me your questions, imogen@insideoutstyleblog.com. And of course, you know, if you're going, what is this contrast thing you were even talking about, because I don't understand this, I do actually have on my blog a three-step process, and I'll link to it here so you can understand it. Of course, if you go to any of the consultants I've trained, they will tell you what your contrast is. And also to, if it's part of my 7 Steps to Style program as well, if that is something you are interested in, discovering all the kind of the things that go into defining a style, because when you define your style, it makes it so much easier to have a wardrobe full of clothes you love to wear, because they are representing you, who you are. They are in harmony and balance with you as a person. And I think that's when we look and feel our best. It's when we get the most confidence, is when our outer shell, so our, you know, our branding, our packaging as such, matches the person we are on the inside. Hope you have a lovely rest of your day. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Inside Out Style with Imogen Lamport. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast for more actionable style and color tips. And don't forget to visit insideoutstyleblog.com, where you'll discover Imogen's encyclopedia of color and style advice to help you become your most stylish self. If you're enjoying what's here, please leave a review so we can bring you more of the content that helps you adore your wardrobe more, so you can get up, get dressed, and get out the door looking and feeling fabulous every single day.